It is here that the Arkansas White and Mississippi Rivers meet, and it is here that European and Native American history intertwines for almost 500 years. We uncover their story on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Sometime around the year 1500, Native Americans known as the Oapaws moved into what is today eastern Arkansas. The first Europeans to enter that same area were members of DeSoto's expedition in the 1540s. It wasn't until the French explored the area during the 1680s that a trading post was constructed near the junction of the Arkansas and Mississippi Rivers. In 1686, Arkansas Post was established.
The Chickasaw from the east considered Arkansas their hunting grounds, and anybody that encroached on it were the enemy. Well, the Quapaw lived here. So the Chickasaw and the Quapaw were not real good friends. It was only by the grace of the Quapaw that Arkansas Post even survived.
The foundations of Arkansas Post remain today. Ed Wood notes that the Oapaw were friendly hosts to the French.
One of the motivations might have been when the French came in, they provided firearms and a lot of European goods that the British had been trading with the Chickasaw.
20 years after the Spanish took command here, there was a skirmish at the end of the Revolutionary War, about 1,000 miles from most of the battles of the War for Independence.
In 1783, John Colbert, who was a British loyalist from Mississippi, was upset with the Spanish for aligning with the Americans. And so he was bound and determined to make the Spanish pay. And so he brought a force of about 100 people, including Chickasaws, over to this side of the river and attacked Arkansas Post.
In 1803, the post was transferred to American control as part of the Louisiana Purchase. It later became the first capital of the state before it moved to Little Rock. Today, Arkansas Post National Memorial stands as a testament to the European and Native American history and dates to over 100 years before the American Revolution. Traveling the countryside near Gillette, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.